Welcome, friends. I'm Clinton DeFrance, and this is Landmark Q&A. At Christian Landmark, we believe the Bible holds the answers to life's greatest questions. Today, we answer a listener's somber and serious question about abuse in the family. The question reads simply, would it be wrong to leave your spouse for verbal abuse? To many, this question may seem foolish. Many would not hesitate to say that anything is right if it is necessary for physical and emotional self-preservation. However, the questioner recognizes that marriage is a serious bond, and breaking it under all but the most severe of circumstances is a grave evil, invoking the wrath of God, according to Malachi 2 and verse 16. What does the questioner have in mind by the phrase, "leave your spouse"? This makes a difference. If it means divorce, the answer is no. Jesus teaches very clearly that a Christian may divorce his or her spouse only if the spouse is guilty of unrepentant fornication, Matthew 5:32. All divorce for any other reason is unscriptural and sinful. However, if the questioner means separation, that is another matter altogether. Conflict and strife in the home is a sad reality as the consequence of the original sin. In Genesis 3 and verse 16, while enumerating the curses that would come upon womankind, God said, "Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." Although these words may at first sound like a positive command, they are in fact a negative imprecation. Consider Genesis 4 and verse 7, where the same words are used to describe Cain's struggle with sin by depicting sin as a hungry animal that desires to destroy Cain, but Cain must put it down and rule over it through domination. So in Genesis 3:16, the statement means that wives and husbands will at times struggle with bitterness, jealousy, resentment, and pride, and there will be disagreement and discord in a home as a result. To some degree, conflict in marriage is unavoidable, although it can be suppressed and overcome through imitation of Christ and the church, according to Ephesians 5:22-33. But at times, weak and carnal human beings allow their emotions to run unchecked. Sometimes drugs or alcohol into the equation, or perhaps even mental illness. And on these terribly tragic occasions, regular marital strife boils over into violence, either verbal or physical. What is a Christian to do in such cases? Divorce on these grounds alone, as previously mentioned, is not an option. However, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 5, permits separation under these circumstances. In the context of this passage, Paul gives instruction to married Christians about their mutual responsibilities to one another in showing affection and nurture. Then he makes an unusual acceptive declaration. Do not deprive one another, except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Does this mean simply that at times husbands and wives should choose to abstain from sexual relations so that they can focus on praying? I think that interpretation limits the passage too much. Fasting and prayer are here used as a synecdoche for spiritual matters. A case of physical or verbal abuse in the home would be a serious spiritual problem. In fact, the Apostle Peter says that when such a relationship exists in the home, regular spiritual life is hindered. 1 Peter 3 and verse 7 reads, "Husbands, likewise dwell with your wives with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered." Abstinence from regular marital relations here may be a way of expressing a complete separation. The separation is temporary, focused on resolving the spiritual problems, and aimed toward speedy reconciliation between the spouses. Gareth Rees tells that in each congregation where he has labored as a minister, the elders designated a safe house where a Christian in danger could come for refuge day or night. Often abused spouses or children would come to these havens for a short time while the elders of the church helped resolve the issue. Sometimes the resolution meant calling law enforcement. Sometimes it meant offering or arranging counseling. And sometimes it simply meant letting emotion cool. In the estimation of this speaker, such a practice is both scriptural and wise. God hates divorce, and God hates the abuse of the helpless. God's desire is for homes, marriages, to function in love and harmony. He gives the blueprints for success in His Word, but it befalls men and women to be willing to obey God and love one another if there is to be any hope for healing. I'm Clinton DeFrance, inviting you to join us next week for another question answered on Landmark Q&A.